So easy.
Is that all you got?
Nobody ever said it's gonna be easy. Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cyber Shy Podcast, check it out, man. They are going to allow 18-year-old truck drivers with a Class A license to cross the state lines due to the alleged shortage of truck drivers and also the flight leaving from Miami going to London made a U-turn in mid-trip. And also, last but not least, question of the day. Would you put your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, or, you know, any one of your social medias on the window of your car? Would you self-promote like that or nah? Here we go.
Is that all you got?
Hey, yo. They call me Cyber Shots. All right, let's jump right into it. Right into it. Here we go.
All this internet shit is like the wild west out here.
Here we go. Now check this out. Could you imagine being on a flight, you know what I'm saying, in Miami going to London? You know what I mean? Now, I could be a little wrong on this story. You know what I'm saying? This story's just been, from what I've been hearing, just going crazy over the last two or three days. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really, really get enough detail into it, but like I said, all of the podcasts and talk radio shows that I listen to, yo, shout out to them. Yeah, you know I mean, give them credit because I did get this from them. But anyway, I mean, it was all over the damn place in Florida. You know, I stay in Florida and it was leaving out of Miami. So, being your favorite Floridian, I have to bring it to you. You know what I mean? But anyway, check this out. Now, apparently, someone didn't want to wear their mask because they were drunk as hell. Okay. Now, probably being to the simple fact that they were in Miami. Yeah, you know I mean, being to the simple fact that they were in Miami, they were probably in the airport, you know, at the bar waiting for their flight or whatever. Maybe they were drinking before they got there. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about that is this. If you bought one drink in the airport in Miami, you might as well bought a, you may as well bought a fifth or whatever. So they probably like, you know what? I got this long flight. I don't know. I'm not sure how long it is, 7-8 hours. So they probably just went all the way in. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm not mistaken, they were in first class. Now, why would you act belligerent in first class? Come on, man, relax. I'm pretty sure drinks are free up there. But anyway, they just went all out overboard, all the way into it and began to show their ass on this flight. Now, with that being said, you mean to tell me that you were acting up so damn bad that they had to turn the plane around and drop your ass back off in Miami? Mm-hmm. Man, what the hell is going on? Now, can you just imagine being on this flight? You're going from Miami to London. You know what I'm saying? First of all, that's a long flight. You know what I mean? An hour on the plane is long enough for me. I don't want to explain my flight history of how many times I've been on and off an airplane going to different countries and all this at a young age. Yo, if I don't have to fly, I'm not flying. You heard me? Straight up, literally. But anyway, though, could you imagine, you know, you would, let's say you with your family, right? You with your family. Maybe it's a vacation. Maybe you're going from Miami. leaving Miami to go to London for a vacation or whatever. Maybe you're a Floridian and you just want to go to London. You want to cross the pond, whatever. And you got this fool in first class, you know what I'm saying? Just acting up to the point to where the pilot has to turn around. Now, if you were sitting beside this person, would you A, slap them? Would you B, slap them? RC, would you slap them? Allegedly for educational purposes. I don't know, man. I'd be like, yo, man, just put the mask on. You know what I'm saying? just put it on, man. Relax, chill out. I would literally try to talk to this person. You know what I'm saying? I mean, depending on how drunk they were. If I'm like, hey, man, look, check this out, man. We trying to go to London. All right. I understand you buzzed up. That's cool. Just put the mask on and sleep it off, bro. Whatever. Now, can you imagine being on that flight and the pilot's like, well, someone needs a timeout, so I'm going to turn this plane around and go back to Miami. So, oh, wow, that's rough, man. You already been in it. You already been in there half the amount of time it takes to get there, and then you got to turn around and fly the other way back and get off the plane. Can you imagine all your reservations? Maybe you had family over there waiting on you. Maybe you had a relative. Yeah, tell the same thing. You know, maybe you had someone you haven't seen in a long time waiting on you, or you just wanted the experience of going to another country. You know what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, now that you are back in Miami, I'm pretty sure you're going to hit the bar and buy a $50 beer. Let me get a Yingling. I need a Yingling very bad now. You know, so yeah, that'd be $49.98, sir. Okay, give me two. But would you just let this person walk off or get arrested or whatever the hell happened to him? You know what I'm saying? Or would you get their information? You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. Yo, breaking news. This is in. Check it out. Today is Tanika Drake from God's Gift through His Word 4th anniversary. That's right. Today, T. Drake. That's right. Tanika Drake. 4 years of podcasting. That's right. That's one of my day ones. We all started at the same time. And shout out to her. She is a very, very special person. One of my day ones, a member of the Cyber Nation. She's a Christian. And the thing, you know, that's cool. No worries with that. The thing that surprises me about, I have quite a few Christian listeners. I'm like, you have heard. You've heard the show, right? You have heard the show, right? And we'll be back right after these messages.
Man, all this internet shit, it's like the wild west.
Here we go. Yo, check it out. We are back. Had a little technical difficulties there. But nevertheless, we will continue with the show. Now, check this out. Would you, in any way, form, or fashion, try to get this person's personal information? I don't give a damn if it's their, any one of their social medias, anything, their name, or whatever have you, because you have to remember that they took up your time, your energy, and your plans. So what would you do? Would you just be like, okay, he's just a little obliterated. He drunk as hell, man. You know what I'm saying?
Obliterated. Spell it. E-B-L-E-R-A-T-U-D-E-D. Obliterated.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I don't think I could. I say, man, look, I'm going to have to contact this person a sign, because you're going to have to run me back something for you acting like a damn fool. Only thing you had to do was put on your mask. If you were drunk, go to sleep, take a nap, wake up in London. Everything cool. Everything is groovy, right? You made it. You're drunk. You slept it off. Whatever. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. I take the L. I took the L on a mistake. Okay. I took the L on a mistake. Won't do that again. That's the purpose of living life, right? I don't know. But anyway, I guess these people just said, okay, we're back in Miami and the person is just going to, nah, man. I ain't going to be able to do it. We're like, excuse me, sir, ma'am, madam, missus, or whatever you like to be preferred as. I'm going to need your, first of all, I need you to download, like, share, and subscribe to Cybershot Podcast. That's right. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, iHeart Radio, baby, and almost everywhere podcasts are found. If you can't find me there, you can check me out on one or two of my YouTube channel, Cybershots. That's right. And with that being said, if you like the show, you can also write me a review on Apple Podcasts. But anyway, check this out, man. I need you to give me some type of information. You know what I'm saying? Because this is some bullshit. So is that what you would do? Huh? Would you do that? Could you imagine the overseer? The overseers. Fuck out of here. Could you imagine them being like, oh. Yeah, as a brother coming up to someone in handcuffs.
I need to talk to this guy right now. He's fucked up all of my plans. I'm going to need you.
Excuse me, buddy. You want to go with him? Yeah, turn around. Put your hands behind your back.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you're melanated in America. This guy just, the only thing he did was made the whole plane turn around from London. And now you're going to go with him.
Anyway, moving right along. What would you do? Would you just let it slide? Would you just let it ride? You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, well,
live and learn.
Nah, man. No, man. You're going to have to cash at me something. Shit. Look, I'm stuttering this shit. Motherfucker. Hey, look, you're going to pay for this shit. Your silly ass out here acting stupid, man. Come on, man. Cut it out, man. Only thing you had to do was put your mask on. So I get it. It's a pain in the ass, whatever. So for you not wanting to wear your mask, you made all those people just ruin their whole experience of going to another country. Unbelievable.
Is that all you got?
Hey, here we go. Now, moving on to the second part of the show. Check this out. Now, some of you all might not notice. Some of y'all might not notice that you have to be 21 years old, if I'm not mistaken, 21 years old, in order to drive a semi-truck with a Class A CDL driver's license out of state. But check this out. Now, they're going to allow 18-year-old drivers with a CDL Class A driver's license to go out across state lines. Oh my.
Oh my. Oh my.
Now check this out. Oh, the shenanigans that go down. Yeah, you got to check my live out on YouTube, but I'm not doing this one live. But anyway, back to the show. Check this out. Got a little sidetracked there because of the shenanigans going down. But anyway, check this out. Now, do I drive semi-trucks? No, I do not drive semi-trucks due to the simple fact that I want to go home after 10 hours a day or whatever. I don't want to be way out in Kansas City. Shout out to Kansas City, though. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say I didn't want to go to Kansas City. Maybe on vacation or something. Not, you know what I mean, drive out there. Okay, I'm going to sleep. No, I'm not. I want to do my job. You know what I'm saying? Do my route locally and come back home. That's all I want to do. But anyway, check this out. Now, they're claiming that there's a shortage of truck drivers. I don't know, man. I've been on the road for 2 months. It'd be 22 years I've been doing this. So I see a lot of trucks out there. But however, whatever, it is what it is. They say they have a shortage. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a 19-year-old out there who works out there with me, and I'm like, damn, this young man is mature. You know what I'm saying? He's focused. And he's focused. Shit, that's all I can say, man. He's on point to be 19 years old. When I was 19 years old, do you want to know what I was doing? I was... Man, I ain't telling y'all that shit.
Man.
All this internet shit.
It's like the wild west out here.
Nah, but seriously, though, I look at it like this, right? You know what I'm saying? I look at it like this. If you are 19 years old, 18 years old, and you have the vision that you want to get your CDLs, okay, and you complete the task of getting your CDLs, your Class A driver's license at 18 years old, you know what I'm saying? Apparently, you are focused. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. There's some 18-year-olds out there. Shout out to all the teenagers, man. I'm not dissing y'all. I'm just saying I was 18 many, many moons ago, and ain't no way in the hell somebody would have let me drive a truck. As a matter of fact, that's a whole nother podcast. Actually, I wasn't focused. I didn't have the right mindset, and guess what? That's why I wasn't driving the truck at 18 years of age. But however, if you took the time out to study for that test and learn all of the driving rules and regulations of a CDL truck driver. That's right. A lot of shit. Now, I'm not knocking nobody. It's just a lot of shit that you have to keep into consideration. There's a lot of tests that you have to pass. There's certain ways you can drive, certain ways you can't drive. It's a whole different ball game. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dissing anybody who doesn't, who's has a regular driver's license. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dissing you. I'm just saying it comes with more responsibility. There's classes. I mean, some people just drive. No, this is not GTA. This is not Grand Theft Auto. This is not a video game. If you fuck up 9 times out of 10, you are going to do the time. So get your mind right when you go on this road and focus. This is not a video game. Repeat, this is not a video game. This is real life. Yeah. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying? If they took the time to get that Class A CDL driver's license, I'm talking about, now just imagine not only a Class A, what if they have hazmat? You know what I'm saying? Don't you have to have all that, if I'm not mistaken? You can tell I have a Class B, I don't have a Class A. But anyway, I mean, these motherfuckers can drive anything. Fucking hovercraft, jetpack, Tesla. Tesla. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I have no problem with this. If they made it through truck driving school, that's what's up. Now, I'm going to drop the cyber bomb on y'all for a quick second. Let me go ahead and drop this cyber bomb on y'all. Ooh, that was a little loud. Did you know that the majority of new truck drivers are melanated women? That's right. Between the age of 23 and 25. So let's shout out the sisters. Let's give it up for the sisters one more time. That's right, man. Hey, listen, being on the road, I see a lot of sisters out there, and they're actually that that age group. I can remember, as a matter of fact, it was it was in November, right after Thanksgiving. This chick pulled up beside me. Well, she's not a chick, she's a hen, excuse me. She's a queen, not a chick. Anyway, goddess, whatever, she's not a chick. Okay, let's get that straight. So anyway, sis pulls up beside me, man, in this sexy ass Volvo. She had a 2021 Volvo. Hey, man, listen. She had her, man, she had to own this truck, man, because it was a sexy truck. That's all I can say, man. It was sexy. You know, she had like, it wasn't pink. It wasn't lavender. It was more like a purple. She had her rims on there. She had her name on the side of it. She had her did, you know what I'm saying? Her nails did. And she, oh, sitting there looking at her like, listen, she was focused at that light. You know what I mean? Then she turned ahead and gave me the what up. You know what I'm saying? She gave me the 2.5 what up and went straight back to focusing. That's right. A lot of people don't know this, but when you drive a truck, a commercial vehicle, you're supposed to check your mirrors every 3 seconds and your camera every 3 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a lot to this. So when she looked over there, she gave me the what's up. I was like, yeah, I did. So, hey, naturally, you know, I had to hit the horn. Dun, dun. Hey, look, I only got 10 wheels. You know what I'm saying? I only got 10 wheels. I don't have 18 wheels. I only got 10 wheels. That's all I got. You know what I mean? So I hit the horn. Dun, dun. And she looked at me and started laughing. And then she hit her shit. Boom, boom. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. But, yeah, man, that's just a little thing about the new situation of CDLs. Truck drivers being 18 years old and able to cross the state lines. And they're also saying within, I've been hearing this since 2004, that eventually we're going to be working like George Jetson from home in driving a truck. Now, check this out. Listen, I would love to do that. Man, look, I'll be at work on my tablet and podcasting on the... yeah, baby.
check this out.
We go.
Is that all you got?
Not quite just yet. Not quite just yet. Yo, check this out. Last and not least. Last and not least. Spell it. LASTANNOTLEEAST. Last and not least. But anyway, last and not least. Check this out. Would you put your Instagram tag, your Facebook tag, your Twitter, not tag, your Facebook handle, your Instagram handle, any one of your social media handles on your personal vehicle. Now, the reason why I ask this is because I've been getting cut off with people with their Instagram handle on their car. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know if this is some involuntary dumb shit. I don't know if it's self-promotion or something of that nature. Now, I couldn't imagine doing this due to the simple fact, like I said, dude cut me off. You know what I mean? Just cut me off like the shit's normal. Now, I had to stay in professional mode. Yes, I did. My first reaction was to grab my phone, which is another one in the driver. Stop that shit. Cut that shit out. Straight up. I want to grab my phone, log into my Instagram, hit search, hit homeboy DM, and be like, yo, man, turn around. And just bomb, bomb, light his ass up. Like, yo, what's wrong with your goofy ass? But no. And I thought to myself when this happened to me, I'm like, I wonder how many times a day does this dude cut someone off? And that is a bad, bad recipe for road rage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I the funny thing about this is, look, I'm stubborn. The funny thing about this is it only happens when I'm in a commercial vehicle. I never have this type of activity when I'm in my personal vehicle. Never. And I just got to thinking, there is no way in the hell that I would promote myself like that on my own personal vehicle and drive like a damn idiot. You know what I'm saying? Not saying everyone does that, but for me, that's kind of risky. You know what I'm saying? That is really, really risky. I mean, I can understand if you have a business and you're driving like you have some damn sense. I see the most icons that I see are Instagram is the number one. Instagram is like 75%. Snapchat is like 2%. What do I have left? 33%. The rest is Facebook and Twitter, 15.2%, 0.5 each. Anyway, yo, check this out. I just want to take this time to thank each and everyone for spending 20 minutes of your day with me. I appreciate that. And feel free to follow me on Twitter. One thing I do is search me at Shot Cyber. You know, you just tag that. It'll take you there. You can see my two YouTube pages. You can see the live stream. And you can also see behind the scenes of the podcast. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, without no you, there would be no me. Which equals we. And I am out of this bitch. We are.